Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Remember the days when, you know, we're talking the late 90s, early 2000s, where you could charge your mobile phone and probably use it a couple of times a day, and a week later it would still be working. That is all gone by the by, and it is the lament of many a smartphone user from techguide.com.au. Stephen Fennig, I would imagine you'd hear that from so many people. How do I get more battery life out of my phone? Good morning.
Good morning, yeah, how are you going? Yes, that is a common question, and probably the number one bugbear of users of smartphones and any kind of mobile device with a battery. Not everyone's happy. There's things you can do to prolong your battery life, but it is one of those things that in this mobile society that we live in, that having a battery life is crucial.
Well, I suppose we need to take a backward step, because a lot of people, me included at times, still consider our smart device a telephone, but it's basically just a palm computer now. It's not just a telephone.
Absolutely right, yeah. I think that the just calling it a phone is certainly underplaying the device that we've got in our pocket. It is a computer, and as a matter of fact, the computer in your pocket, the smartphone that we have, is actually 100,000 times more powerful than what the landed man on the moon in the lunar module.
So just goes to show crazy, isn't it?
The kind of power we've got in our pockets. But you're absolutely right. It is more than just a phone. It is a mini computer. But that battery, there are some tips to help you prolong that life throughout the day. A couple of obvious ones, turning off wireless connections, unless you're on a wireless network. Your phone tends to look for wireless networks, and that effort wastes your battery. Bluetooth, you can turn this off. I don't find that's a massive impact on your battery life. But doing things as well, like turning off location services, turning off background app updates, so that, in the case of the location services, you can turn that off, because rather than your phone having to ping the towers all the time to let the services know where you are, the apps that know where you are, that wastes battery. And also have the background app updates, turn that off as well, so you'll find that your phone does the automatic updates of all your apps. So that not only uses data in the background, but also battery power in the background when it's just sitting in your pocket or on your desk. So they're two things as well. And also things like having automatically updated email. I know we have our email accounts and we love push notifications and all those sorts of things, but that, again, is happening in the background when you don't want it. And if you're down to 20%, that's going to cost you a few percent on your battery. So there are a couple of tips that you can do to help your battery out, and that'll help hopefully get you a few hours more out of your battery.
Okay, now what about the old chestnut? Should you run your phone right down to zero? Should you recharge at 25%? Well, you have a lot to do with the manufacturers, and you talk to the geeks in the white jackets.
Yep.
What is the best way to recharge?
That is a good question. I think there's a lot of people who they hear this advice and they don't pay attention to it all the time. Early on, I think when your device is brand new, I think it's a good idea to run it completely dead, completely recharge it, run it completely dead. So about three or four times, just to sort of get your battery into that cycle, so it knows that, okay, this is zero, this is 100, I know where I'm playing. Keeping your device connected to power all the time, that could be an issue, because your battery could sort of lose its ability to discharge efficiently. It's okay overnight. I know that that's when people mostly charge their phones, and that should be okay. But keeping it connected all the time, that could be detrimental, even with laptop computers as well. You should sort of let the battery run out and done.
I've just turned my laptop off, as a matter of fact. When you said that, I've just reached over here and turned it off.
But on some phones, especially on iPhones, I get a lot of people asking me, look, my phone, by lunchtime I'm down to 20%, the phone feels hot in my hand. That's a sign that the battery is discharging inefficiently. And what I recommend people do, especially if they've got iPhones, is to back up their iPhone, so put a copy of all their content on a computer, in the cloud, wherever they want, restore the iPhone, and then put your stuff back on it, and 99 times out of 100, it will resolve that battery issue. It'll reset what they call your battery profile in your phone, and it should work a lot more efficiently.
That's some great advice, Steve. Thank you very much. I can hear hallelujahs coming from right across Newcastle in the Hunter. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
No worries. Thanks, Todd.
See, I told you, when it comes to tech, he knows. Techguide.com.au, great site if you want some information about anything in the world of tech. You can even find out about hair dryers and vacuums. It's amazing stuff. And we'll have a chat to him next week. If you've got a question for Steve, todd@2nurfm.com, and guarantee he'll get it answered for you.
2NURFM 103.7.